But if redirecting the attention doesn't assist, as you have realized, there might be something more that needs to be exposed and looked at. And often the way we do that is with a two-handed recording. Because there's this person here who's clearly having a hard time, and she probably needs to be heard at a level where the redirective attention is not allowing her to be heard.
Okay. So the two-handed would be the, you know, the one with the conditioned voices of that are, you know, and then listening to that and coming back with the place of compassion on the other hand.
Yeah. So the most important part is if you go to that place in you when you hear the voice that says, oh my God, you're trying so hard and it's not making a difference and really, really you should be making more progress, blah, 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 or whatever it is that it says to you, when you hear that, you go to that, something, it lands somewhere. It causes some acute suffering for you when you hear that. Now, what you have been doing is to say, okay, well, you know, I don't need to listen to that voice. I need to focus my attention on the process, not the outcome. But before you do that, whatever that place is which receives that message from the voices, you want to explore that place. What's going on for me? Why does this upset me so much? What is it that's being implied here? Right? If I speak from that place, there's wisdom there that gets unlocked, which will allow you to see something. I don't know what it will be. You'll find out when you do that, when you do the two-handed recording exercise, and it will probably release a level of energy that's stuck in that place.
That sounds awesome. That sounds good. I think I maybe started to uncover this a little bit earlier, and there definitely was some release that was coming out, but I think that there is more there. So I think that this could be really beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really it's so interesting. Yeah, it's so interesting to see that just turning the attention. Like, I just, that was just really important to me that you validated that just turning your attention to something else sometimes isn't going to get you out of the conversation, that there might be something else. And that's because if it doesn't get you out of the conversation, that's probably a clue that there's something more there that you need to uncover.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the training, right? So I use this tool, it doesn't work. Not that there's something wrong or practice doesn't work. It's just that I might need to approach it from a different perspective. And which is the tool that will work here, because I'm really, really interested in seeing and seeing through whatever is going on in this situation.
And then just having, so once you hear, you know, hear, go to that, when the voice is hearing and releasing that energy, then you go to the other hand recording and you come from the, you know, the place of the mentor, the compassion back to that, right?
Yes, and you'll be completely surprised by what the right hand says and what the left hand responds. You know, it's totally surprising because it's so beyond the conditioned process, right? The conditioned mind can't even imagine what's going on underneath. And so the reason to do the two-handed exercise is simply to do both the hands. Is simply that oftentimes the expression in the right hand may get hijacked by ego. And so you really want to be able to hold that experience from the place of compassion. In other words, make the movement to compassion regardless. So that's one reason to always do it in the two-handed way. And the second reason is much more subtle in that, it completely went away. Let me see if it comes back. When you're using the right hand, oftentimes you talk long enough that you get disidentified, right? Some awareness takes over and you stop being the person having the experience and you become the practitioner somebody else who's disidentified from that experience. And so if we don't complete the left hand, there's a subtle way in which the person stuck in that suffering place was rejected twice. Because she never got heard. Somebody disidentified, but she never got heard. And the left hand makes sure that you can, that person gets heard and doesn't get rejected again or excluded again.